When Mark McKellar first heard about Theracan's plan to build a big marijuana facility in Kingsley, his reaction was simple.
Not a chance.
Theracan wanted to put its new building in the Kingsley Industry Park, right next door to McKellar's house.
Frankly, I've never been a proponent of marijuana, medical, recreational whatsoever. Never contemplated it, really. Never really thought about it.
Because he sits on Kingsley's Downtown Development Authority Board, McKellar was forced to think about it. The DDA board spent 4 months poring over Michigan's Byzantine marijuana laws. McKellar says the board was relieved to learn that Michigan law gives a lot of power to local communities to allow and to regulate marijuana businesses. And Theracan was promising 100 new jobs in Kingsley. When the DDA board opened the discussion up to the community, McKellar was surprised by the reaction.
A lot less pushback than I expected. I expected more people to respond the way I did. And frankly, what I found was a lot of folks in all demographics, age and politics. There's a lot of people interested in this going in.
After nearly a year of discussion, the village council voted this week to allow medical marijuana businesses in Kingsley. Theracan's president of U.S. operations, Richard Goodman, has been watching closely.
Everyone was completely relieved, very honored and humbled that the people of Kingsley of their own accord made this decision for us.
Goodman says Theracan's Kingsley facility will grow and process marijuana that will only be sold in Michigan. The Kingsley Council decided not to allow retail sales of marijuana in the village, and Goodman says Theracan is okay with that. He says the next steps are coming up with a site plan and filing for various permits.
We are all hands on deck to make sure that we've raised enough capital so we can go big with this one, and then make sure that we've got the proper plans in place to make it a huge success.
Mark McKellar is hopeful Theracan will have a positive economic impact for Kingsley, which saw the closure last year of one of its biggest employers, the Pugsley Correctional Facility.
Theracan had proposed 100 jobs and $20 million in the facility. That's all fine and great. The reality is, even if it was a $2 or $3 million facility and 15 jobs, that's a lot more than Kingsley has now.
Under a new set of marijuana laws passed last year by the state legislature, state licenses will be issued starting next month. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.